Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Cotter. And
yes, I wondered if you'd get that reference.
Oh, of course. Can you see my grey hair?
Hello, listeners. We're back for another year. Can you believe it?
Howdy, gang. And what do you think of the new music, listeners? Coxie doesn't know this, but I've created a new jingle for the start of the show.
Are you joking?
Without approval from the board.
I'll have to go and listen to the episode to see whether I like it.
Tell us if you like that one or the old one better. Because I can change it back. I didn't delete the old one. But we thought, you know, new year, new sound, new content. Nick and I will be talking more about mixing it up a bit here at the podcast. We have been going for a while. It's hard not to get stuck in a rut, really, isn't it?
I find it pretty challenging to think of new things to talk about. And yet we do this week on week with our clients. There's always something new to focus on or a new challenge that has come up. Surprisingly, you would think things would be the same time and time again. And yet just this week, we've spent a lot of time talking about staff management with the way the world is turning. Mm. So there's always something new to talk about. It just, I sit in front of the microphone, I think, what am I going to talk about?
Sometimes I think we're spoiled for choice with what we do. We speak to lots of trade business owners. And we'd love to hear from more of you, our podcast listeners. So do feel free to send us a message. Tell us what you want to have us talk about, or you could drop us a review. Oh, newsflash, Spotify now. Not that I think many people listen to this podcast on Spotify, but if you do listen to this on Spotify, you can give us 5 stars.
Really?
It's the only option. There's no other option than 5 stars.
I didn't know you could do that either.
But you can. Well, I don't know if they've rolled it out in Australia yet. It was announced just after Christmas. So I probably keep an eye on all things podcast. It is what I started doing in all of this, Nicole. So, yeah, if you listen to this on Spotify, go check it out. See if you can give us a rating or not and give us some stars. And today we decided that we're going to talk about overworking.
We had a great suggestion off the back of our trade session. Thank you, Chris, if you're listening.
Thanks, Chris from Brisbane.
We're going to take your suggestion and talk about what we were speaking with you about, and that's overworking and the knock-on effect, I guess, for the rest of our lives.
And the remedy for that. Mm-hmm. So to put you in the picture, listeners, that sounds like a weird combination, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Listening to the picture. Mm-hmm. Can you listen to a picture? I know Dave Grohl talks about, and you and I both read the same book recently of his. He hears music in colours and images. Mm. He's one of those people with, I can't remember what the particular talent is called, but that's how he remembered music. He was never formally trained. And so he'd hear the music as imagery and shapes and stuff, which is how he remembered it.
I did wonder if it had anything to do with the copious amounts of extraordinarily good
recreational
fun to have.
and lots of coffee.
Lots of coffee. That would be enough for me to hear music. No, hear pictures.
Coffee is necessary for me to hear lots of things.
Yes.
So anyway, sorry, listeners. Back on track. We are actually talking about overworking. And so to put you in the picture, I was reading recently, well, and by recently I mean sometime in the last 10 years, a piece about overtraining in the physical training space. So, you know, gym, CrossFit, PT type stuff, or whether you're training for a particular sport. And so a lot of people think that you can overtrain and that causes injuries and burnout and fatigue and all that sort of stuff. And in some sense, that is actually true. And what this particular author was saying is that it's not necessarily overtraining that's the problem, or at least that can be fixed. What the focus is, it's under-recovering.
Mm.
So it's a lack of recovery time. And thanks to Chris, our mate in Brisbane, who has worked as a PT as well as his now trade business owner, instantly understood the difference between which one to fix. Because sometimes, and we want to translate this to overworking, Nicole, something that you and I never, ever do.
I am exceptional at resting in my fitness. You would be hard-pressed to find somebody better at it than me. And I suck at it when it comes to the business. I find it really challenging to walk away from the computer at the end of the day, or not to pick up my phone and continue working in my family time, or not to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and throw off a couple of emails. Worse still, you and I laugh about this because we both do this, the sneaky text messages or Voxes while your other significant half is in the bathroom on a road trip somewhere. I find it really hard to let go when it comes to work. So this actually was quite relatable to me as well. Coming off the back of my holidays where I literally let go of everything, it was a great lesson, and I feel so much better coming into the new year for learning how to rest.
I can't claim to do that fully this previous Christmas. I do remember I was laughing because my darling wife and I went for a camper trailer camping trip. We stayed at a caravan park, so it's pretty luxo for what we're used to. But we went up to the northwest of our home state here in Tassie. Beautiful spot, camped right on the beach, super quiet because it was pre-Christmas. And, you know, we're all set up with the solar power, and we can charge the devices and all that sort of stuff. And I do use my fancy iPhone as a camera a lot when we're hiking because it's super light and it's got a great camera on it. But I do have vivid visual memory of almost every time Wifey would go for her afternoon early shower to the amenities block, and I'd whip the phone out. It's like, okay, what's been going on? I'll check the emails, and I'll fire off a couple of quick messages to Coxie, and what's going on with our social media accounts? And then, oh, shit, she's coming. Quick, put the phone away. Put the music back on.
And we can bravely say this because neither of our partners listen to the podcast. No, we can't get in trouble.
My wife listens to her own podcast. So we're all guilty of it, I guess, is what we want you to know, listeners. It is a difficult habit to break. And I think a lot of us have tried to, and I know I have as well, with screen time quarantines and making agreements with people to help keep me accountable on taking breaks and time for self. And Nick and I even struggle with this as business partners. We make agreements with each other and then we promptly ignore those. And, you know, one of us will log on and the other one sees it's like, crap, I better get on as well. And so trying to limit the overwork is quite challenging. And I have certainly found it easier to focus on increasing the recovery time. It's a little bit of focusing on what we want more of rather than what we want less of. Because when we focus on what we want less of, if I want to lose weight, it's the old thing amongst coaching circles that I'm focused on weight. I'm focused on how big I am or how much extra I've got. And then that sort of becomes the focus instead of how much fitness I want or, you know, how many muscles I want to build. Like it seems like a small shift, and yet it actually helps our brain to focus on increasing something rather than reducing a bad thing.
Yeah, it can be really challenging to increase the rest time. And what does, you know, some of the great questions we're continually asked are, well, what do I do with that time? It's a brilliant question. And why don't you just sit still until the answer comes? I also find it challenging. But what if? And it's okay for those things to wait. None of our clients expect answers on the weekend. And yet you and I consistently have old behavior, if you're listening and you're a client. I'm sure you're not going to hear from us much on the weekends anymore. But in past, jumped in and answered those because I think we really want to help people and get them unstuck and move forward. And tradies are very much the same. They do what they do because they're great with their hands and they enjoy helping people. They can assist people. So I feel like we often then are tempted to work our butts off during the week get to the end of a really, really long day at work and think, I've still got to do that quote, or I need to answer those emails, or I need to call a few people back, or I need to order some materials, rather than actually making some time for it during our day. So rather than focusing on what you have to stop to start, which is something we talk about here at Tradies and Business quite a lot, how about just focusing on making a commitment to yourself to take some time out for recovery? Now, whether that be we were talking yesterday with Chris about an hour or so in the morning for some gym and a dog walk and a Sunday afternoon off. It doesn't need to be huge. It's just enough time for you to stop, rest, recover, and to replenish. I think the big thing here is when we completely drain and deplete who we are, we're not nice people to be around. None of us are. I've not met anyone yet that is a nice person to be around when they're exhausted, when they're frazzled, when they're fatigued. Warwick is laughing at me. Clearly, this is what I've been like this week.
No, it's like looking in a mirror, though, because I'm a miserable bastard when I'm overworked and under-rested.
We all are. And I don't think we give time to understand that it's the rest that's missing. We disguise it as frustration because I haven't got all the quotes done, or frustration because the book works behind, or frustration because my coaches are asking for a cash flow forecast again and I still haven't found the time to do it. And what that frustration is actually burning from is your depletion of self. You're not rested. You're not putting back into you the things that make you happy. Like, you need some time out to go and play cricket, to go and play tennis, to take a walk, to spend some time with the people that you love, read a book, have a coffee, play in the garden, all of those things that we each love to do individually. You have to build that into your week as rest time so that you can replenish yourself enough to be present and good at what you do on a day-to-day basis. And you are much nicer, not only for yourself, but for everyone around you, which gives back so much more. You train harder and faster when you're rested than you do when you're exhausted.
Which means you build more muscle, you build more speed, more capacity in your sport or your physical pursuits. And think about this, listeners, your brain is a physical part of your body. It needs rest too. It's not just for athletes. Your brain actually consumes more energy than just about any other organ in your body. So when you're a business owner and you're doing business owner things, you're burning lots of energy and you're using a lot of your body's capacity. Even if you're sitting on your backside in your office staring at a customer avatar or a quote or whatever it is that you work on in the office, there's this ridiculous idea that working in an office is somehow easy and doesn't require energy and doesn't create burnout and fatigue and exhaustion. And I'm pretty sure most of our clients listening to this will agree and recognize that making the shift from being on the tools to being off the tools doesn't actually mean you suddenly have this limitless bucket of energy because, oh my gosh, I'm finally sitting in an office. This is sweet. It's sometimes more draining because, as I said, your brain burns a lot of fuel and it taxes the rest of your body. It's a physical organ. It's not this weird inanimate thing that thinking doesn't actually cost any energy usage. So you need to recover from that. And you can look at any sports person. They, you know, when you look at professional teams, football teams, swimmers, tennis players, it doesn't matter. They put lots of focus and energy and money into their recovery strategies. They've got cryo baths and they're doing ice baths and rub downs and, you know, IV drips or whatever it is. That's all aimed at intensive recovery. So as Nick said, they can back up and perform at a very high level again as soon as possible. But if they just played game after game after game after game, they're not even going to see halfway through the season before they're tearing ligaments, they're burned out, they're going to hate the game, they'll probably go and get blotto at the club and get arrested and be on the front page of the Courier Mail and their career's finished.
Sound familiar? Did you feel like that at the end of last year, though? I think that's the question for our listeners. Did at the end of the year, did you want to go and have a wild night at the town, on the town, ready to be on the front page of the Courier Mail? If you finished up last year feeling exhausted, I did. I'm happy to put my hand up and be really transparent and honest here. I was exhausted. I was frustrated. I was beginning to feel resentment towards what not necessarily what we do, but the lack of support in the way we've structured the business. I was feeling really just cranky. Ask my family, they'll have to tell you. I wasn't taking care of myself in any way, shape, or form, and that's how I finished last year. And I don't subscribe to the whole resolutions thing when it comes to the beginning of a new year. But what I do subscribe to is making some intentions around how I would like my year to look and feel this year. And so I think it's a good opportunity as business owners for us to start to think about, okay, well, what do we want Christmas 2022-23 to look like? Do I want to run into the end of next year feeling like I did this year? Exhausted, tired, cranky, emotional? Or do I want to run into the end of this year feeling hopeful, feeling confident, feeling somewhat less stressed than I did last year, as a minimum, if not more, feeling in control, which is something that always goes out the window for me when I'm feeling pushed and rushed and busy? And that can happen just by making some intentional choices around how we're going to invest our time this year. And one of those investments for me is finding a little bit of luxury every day, a little bit of downtime, a little bit of rest, a little bit of giving back to myself so that I can continue to show up and be the best of myself on a day-to-day basis. Hopefully running right through to the end of the year where I'm feeling rested, calm, in control, and ready for that chaotic time that is Christmas.
And it doesn't have to be long blocks of time. If I go back to that whole sports person example, you know, sports scientists are working out new and exciting ways to cram quality recovery into less time by using technology. Now, I'm going to suggest that you get rid of the technology out of your life as a way to create some intensive recovery for yourself as a business owner. The more you can remove screens, not just for the dopamine addictive nature of social media, and even answering emails triggers a similar thing, but also the blue light effect. It's well documented. It's science, bro. It's a dangerous time of human history to be talking about science, I think. But there has been a lot of work done on this stuff, and as known effects from having screen time for too much of our time, it affects your quality of sleep, it affects your brain patterns, and those things make you tired and shitty. I have finally taken down the picture of Nicole from my wall that has the devil horns and the little black goatee drawn onto it from late last year.
Do I have a moustache as
well? No, you're a woman. You don't have a moustache. Oh, just a goatee.
Disappointing. But what about, do I have all my teeth or have you blacked some out?
I did black one of them out. So you can set up some intensive recovery, as Nick said, you know, an hour of a morning to go walk the dog without the phone, without the AirPods in, without trying to cram a podcast in because, oh, well, I've got to make use of the time. The way to make use of that time is to walk the damn dog and nothing else. And now if that's not your thing, it might be something else. Don't say Netflix and that sort of stuff. You honestly, listeners, you can try and convince me, like, what was that American guy, Crowder, changed my mind about television. I don't begrudge anybody doing that as a leisure pursuit. It's not necessarily quality recovery time for you as a business owner. It's putting more stuff into your head. So you need to give yourself some space for either neutrality or maybe even for things to come out of your head. We're talking to a bunch of our tradiepreneurs this week and last week as well, returning from holidays. You know, we've got people coming back from 4 weeks away, tripping around in caravans, beachside holidays, all sorts of cool stuff that our tradiepreneurs have been doing this Christmas. And we'll talk to you at the end about how you can maybe create a bit more of that in your life, listeners. But they're coming back sharing thoughts they've had that aren't the usual, because they've got some stillness, they've got some space, and they're coming back with, oh yeah, we've been chatting about this year and something we'd really like to create or experience or something we're inspired by. And so that's forming a part of their vision for 2022 instead of, oh, my gosh, we've got another person that's, you know, not doing their job properly. How do we deal with that? So that space on a weekly basis can give you that same creativity and vision as a business owner, that if you're just busting your hump for 70 hours a week and then flopping into bed and, you know, maybe drinking your way through Sunday, you're not going to get through the season without tearing something.
So you alluded to it just now. We do have something really exciting that we've launched. I'm not sure if that's the right word, or something we've started doing this year in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
This was, a big project of Warwick's last year. He can take all the credit for this one.
Don't dump me in yet. It might be rubbish.
It's not rubbish. It's fantastic, and we love it. We have created a bit of a scorecard.
Yeah.
See how close you are to being able to come off the tools as a business owner.
It's a test.
Everyone loves taking tests, don't they?
You don't have to queue up for 8 hours for this one.
No, you don't.
You can do it on your phone.
You can do it on your phone. It will take you, I think the average so far has been 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Like, it's super quick. Yep. Now, not only does it give you some ideas of what needs to be worked on within your business, it'll give you some insight on what you're actually doing without really even thinking about it. And I think what we see consistently with business owners is they're doing a lot more of the stuff we feel they need to work on for a great trade business without even really being conscious about it, without actually thinking about what they're doing. So it'll give you some insight into some of those areas you can get a bit tighter on and focus on this year as we roll through 2022. It's a great opportunity for you to see how you measure up, and you can even take the test again at the end of the year and see how some of those changes you've decided to make off the back of the test have impacted your score. So this is going to give you a bit of a benchmark to work towards in 2022. We are going to put the link. It's called, I forget what you called
test.
It. Is that what it is?
Get off the tools test, yeah. So basically we're going to give you a percentage score to show you how close you are to being able to get off the tools.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of us want to be able to put the tools down either partially or completely in our trade business. Or if you haven't created a trade business yet and you're a tradie listening to this, it'll give you some great insight into where you're at to maybe starting a business so you can do less of the tools work. But if you want to create more of a lifestyle and less of a job, then the Get Off the Tools test is going to give you a really good idea about how far along that journey you are. And we've created a great report that'll actually give you some real pointers, as Nick said, on what you need to work on. So this is kind of like giving you some free coaching for 2022. You can go away and work on those things and then retake the test. It is free. It doesn't cost anything to do. It's just your time. It's the results are private to you. And basically, yeah, we'll give you some tips on how to improve your score, essentially.
There you go. You might.
Who doesn't want to score more?
I like a top score. You might find some of those key areas that we're talking about in there for rest and recovery as well.
There is a section in there about personal stuff. So it might poke a few people in the sore spots. So go and check it out. The link is in the show notes for today's episode. We will pop this around the place. You can probably find it on Facebook at the moment. But grab the link in the show notes. You can click that. Go do the test on your phone. You don't even need to leave your mobile, which is potentially where you're listening to this episode on. And find out, can you get off the tools yet? How close are you? What's your score? And if you want any more help, join the group, hit us up, book a session with us, whatever you need to do, make 2022 great again.
Woohoo. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesandbusiness.com.au.